I happened to be present some years ago in a science fiction situation where Damon Knight made his famous definition of science fiction. Science fiction is where I point at the moment. It was unfortunate that he happened to be pointing at the men's room at the time. Now, in regard to whither fantasy, what direction it's going, I'm very concerned over the fact that today there's a great deal of confusion about content. If the present trend toward shock and violence continues, fantasy is being pointed at and pointed toward the direction of the snuff movie. And I don't think that's where it belongs. I think that fantasy retains something that very few other forms of fiction retain today, and that is an ethical and a moral attitude. It deals with good and evil, the problems of good and evil. It analyzes and examines them, defines them, redefines them in terms of our common human condition so that we can understand exactly what these characters are up against. And I'm afraid that, in general, this line of demarcation between fantasy and just sheer shock has been pretty well crossed in too many instances. I know there's a film out which is characterizes pretty much what I have in mind. It's a revenge fantasy. It's a film called Thunder Mug or something of the sort, where a gentleman loses a hand in a disposal. Yes. And then, as a result of this, goes around butchering various other characters. And this is not fantasy. It is fantasy only in the clinical, psychiatric sense. It's a revenge fantasy, a wish fulfillment, which does strike a responsive spark in an audience which is operating under the conditions that have been described. We have so many things bugging us constantly that I suppose there's some vicarious satisfaction just seeing individuals mowed down, entire communities mowed down, cities and continents being destroyed. But I don't think this is the purpose of the type of fantasy that people on this panel are addressing themselves to. And I think that the audience should be led away from this and back to the area of moral conflict without losing the entertainment value. Because that's why I think why we've all elected to write it and why you've elected to read it, because it has some entertainment. It's not just a didactic thing, and it's not just a matter of presenting a series of nauseating vignettes which stun the viewer, because in the pictures that have been referred to, the real stars are just a special effect. And it's interesting, the number of film magazines, amateur and professional, that have come out, where the entire concentration of interest is on how the special effects were achieved, whether it's the makeup for Planet of the Apes or the various mechanical gadgets and optical illusions that were used in some of the other productions. As though this were the only purpose in making these films to demonstrate a technical virtuosity. And the only purpose for viewing them would be to go there and marvel at something that was actually done back in the days of the Thief of Baghdad, not the one that's being presented here, but the 1924 Douglas Fairbanks version.